You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, proving once again that if you're a Hollywood superstar, you can get away with almost anything. They have now dropped the charges against Alec Baldwin in that fatal shooting of the cinematographer on the movie Rust. Now, they are saying, look, we could come back and refile charges.
I don't know. Whatever your stance is on him, I just don't understand how they could charge a guy that was handed a gun with a real bullet and he didn't know it.
I don't know. There's too many details on this that it makes me wonder how innocent he was in there. I don't know. I wasn't there either.
I don't know the ins and outs of it.
All I know is that, you know, the armorer for the movie, they did not drop the charges against her, but Alec Baldwin, they said, you are free to go, sir.
So maybe he had nothing to do with that gun. It was just handed to him.
I don't know. You know, he's one of the producers. He's in charge.
It looks like a horrible movie, too.
And in the meantime, a woman is dead.
I know. God. Horrible.
Let's see what's going on in Florida. You know how we enjoy doing the emergency alert system test? This is a test. Well, people freaked out in Florida because the authorities down there in that great state decided to test their mobile emergency alert system. They sent everyone a loud alarm on their smartphones at 4:45 a.m.,
good.
Millions of people were rudely awakened to a message on their phone that just said, test.
Well, you know, if I'm going to get an emergency can happen at any time of day, and why not?
Why not do a test at 4:45?
Be ready, be prepared, have your phone ready to rock. That's smart.
Later, the Florida government apologized. They admitted that they had botched it. It wasn't meant to be sent out to phones that early. Anyway. There's a politician down there who says he's going to file a bill called the Stop Wake Act.
No. You've got better things to deal with.
I think he's riffing on something else. So that's going on. All right, news for nerds. I got science news on Friday mornings. That satellite that we were talking about that was going to fall back to Earth, it did Wednesday night. We didn't talk about it yesterday. We
should have. Did it hit anybody? Because they were concerned.
People were concerned that a chunk was going to fall on someone's head. It ended up landing in the Sahara Desert.
Oh, that's a good place to land it.
Sure. Soft, sandy landing.
Why not? Nobody's out there.
Nobody was hurt. So that happened. We already talked a lot yesterday about the SpaceX launch. I don't think we need to get back into that.
It blew up.
There's some interesting health news stuff out. First of all, there's always been this thing about drinking cranberry juice so that you don't get a urinary tract infection. And then a lot of people are like, oh, it's just a myth. No, they've done another study and they say, we have proved cranberry juice can prevent, sometimes, UTIs.
Yeah.
So there. So
now we know.
No longer a myth. They've also figured out, they think, what makes hair go gray. Jeremy, you might not have to dye your hair anymore.
Should I do it before we go out tonight? I'm due.
No. Let me see. Turn.
It's really gray.
Oh, no. Look how gray I am.
Oh.
So it's just
twinsies.
So just leave it. Don't color your hair today.
Straight black.
Anyway, but they not only think they have found what causes it, they say it might be reversible. How about that? You know what? The salon people who are listening right now don't want to hear that because cut and color. You heard, we talked to that guy yesterday. He charges $225 for a cut and color.
Big money.
So that's going on. And then the last thing I've got is another study that says they are one step closer to that male birth control pill.
Nice.
Man, I would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Well, the big $100 million facelift to Mile High is fully underway right now. I saw they had a bunch of media people out there kind of giving them a tour yesterday. Where was my invite? I would have gone and wandered
around. I drove past it twice yesterday.
Did you?
I was looking at all the crap that's going on.
So the biggest thing, it sounds like, where the big bulk of the money is the South Scoreboard expanding by 70%. And I saw the framework of it in some of the pictures. 31 feet taller than the previous display, so you're going to be able to see everything on that giant screen. Yeah. There's an all-new hospitality space located on level 0, or O, It's for fans, whatever. A bunch of stuff with new technology, new lighting, tunnel boards, whatever that is getting improved. New concession areas. The team store is undergoing a 3,000 square foot expansion. So they're really making the team store quite a bit bigger.
Sell some more
gear.
And
they're adding restrooms to the team store. So you can go buy a jersey and go poo-poo at the same time. And then new elevators. So whatever. Nothing too exciting. I mean, the biggest deal, I think, is that scoreboard.
Yeah, and that's very obvious when you drive past. If you're on I-25 going past there, you're like, oh, wow.
That's going to look pretty good. Well, people are all butthurt yesterday because some fake product online called Baby Mute went viral. It's a picture. It's a little mask that you can strap on your kid's head to muffle their crying. There's a fake website along with it called babymute.com, and it claims that it quiets the sound of your baby by 87%. There's a little picture of a kid wearing one.
It's hilarious.
It's really funny.
But you can't joke about that stuff anymore.
There's a tagline that says muzzle your baby during long flights or movie nights, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, some comic came up with it, designed the photo, designed the website, all the fake reviews on there. And yes, Dom, everybody's angry now because they think it's a real product and it's cruel to muzzle your baby.
Please think of the children.
It's obviously fake when you look at it. How are these people being duped?
It's such a joke.
It's such a joke.
I got to give the guy kudos, man. It's funny.
If you're on an airplane, maybe you might want one of these. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is Earth Day. I don't really know how you want to celebrate that. Maybe go recycle some cans or something. They looked at Google Trends to see what states around the nation were Googling in regards to recycling things. Folks in Maryland aren't quite sure what to do with greasy pizza boxes for some reason. Can you just throw those in the recycle bin? I think you can. Massachusetts and California, they want to get rid of old mattresses. That is the conundrum. What do you do with old mattresses? Is there a company that...
I don't know. When I buy a new mattress, I pay the company to take the old one away.
Take it. Please take it.
They're like, that'll be an extra $50. I'm like, it's worth it.
Fine. Yeah, because what do you do with them? Yeah. Toss them in your neighbor's backyard.
They could say that would be an extra $200, and I'd probably go, fine.
Fine. Let's do it.
Fine.
Anyway, then other things are like ink cartridges and Christmas trees and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, yeah, it's Earth Day tomorrow. Think of the Earth a little bit, all right? Anything else going on? Oh, I do have, here's just a taste of a few little stories. You can go to our Facebook if you want to read more about these. 2.2 million sledgehammers are being recalled because the tops have broken off.
Oh.
And the sledgehammer portion is hitting people's heads.
Oh.
So you can go on there and read about that. There's a really cute story about a guy in New Jersey named Vincent. He just turned 109 and he feels great.
He looks great.
He still drives. He volunteers at his local fire department. And he says the secret to a long age is to drink lots of milk and do things you love. And we listened to a little bit of audio from him, and he drinks a little Ovaltine every single day. So I guess that's a secret, too. So that's on there. And then the third thing, if you want to check out this dog collar that's going for $950. It's covered with crystals and made from some sort of special metal. Mm. And it's made in Italy, so it's fancy. So all that stuff's on our Facebook.
Let me go back one step.
What's that?
When I was a kid, there was always a battle between the group of kids who drank Ovaltine versus the kids who drank Nestle Quick.
Yes.
Which were
fighting an alley.
Were you either one of those?
We were just the Hershey's syrup in the milk.
Oh, okay.
Option three.
We didn't even talk to those people.
I probably wasn't even invented back then, right? You guys were strictly powdered drinks. Hey, well, speaking of chocolate, let me give you one more thing. Russell Stover, the candy company, just broke a world record with a box of chocolate that weighs 8,000 pounds.
Oh.
The box is 30 feet wide. And yeah, it's got like giant pieces of chocolate in it, too. The pieces of chocolate range from 11 pounds to almost 40 pounds each. For the pieces of chocolate. It's kind of crazy looking, so look that up if you're interested. All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video that's gone viral. It's a goth girl arriving to her prom in a coffin.
Perfect.
The hearse pulls up to the venue. Pallbearers get out, remove the coffin. She pops out of it and takes her date's hand, and they go right into the prom.
I love that.
Crazy. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go.